Hi, my name is Kitty Bradshaw, and in this episode of Staying Healthy the Oriental Medicine Way, I'm going to talk about how the earth type of energy affects your health as we transition from the dark, cold days of winter into the pulsing possibilities of spring. I'm going to spend a couple of moments today talking about some aspects of the seasons. We're in a period right now, a transitional period seasonally, which is important to again acknowledge for several reasons, because the three different energies are present, which is the water still of winter present in its sort of somewhat exhausted mode, the somewhat exuberant already energy of wood, which is the spring energy of liver and gallbladder, and the transitional energy of earth, which is the centering where things swirl into center before fully emerging into the wood energy. We're experiencing all three at this stage, and you may find that you feel different aspects of different ones of those energies through your day. One may predominate for this whole period of time. Things can fluctuate, really depends, but these are by far sort of the triumvirate that we're dealing with at this stage. And the reason that's important is the one that's going, which is the water, and the one that's coming, the wood, are both somewhat not at their strongest, either one at this point. While the earth, which is where they come for their centering, really is more at its strength at this point. And so what that means is that we need to pay attention to digestion, to all the aspects of earth energy, so that we can facilitate it and help, because its strength then helps the water recover and helps the wood sort of be more balanced in its launching, more centered in its launching. If we ignore or don't pay attention for whatever reason to this possibility, this opportunity we have now, then neither of the other energies benefit as greatly as they could. So for us, that means paying attention to diet, paying attention to things we do for our bodies, how we move, any sort of centering things that we practice, including the Qigong, obviously, but additional things, taking maybe extra time for those, just because the centering platform of time that we have right now is a really good staging ground for us to reconnect with those digestive aspects. It's very conducive to that at the moment. The pancreas and the stomach are the main organs, and it's all about how efficiently and effective they can be in doing what they do. So for us, a lot of that has to do with how relaxed we are when we eat and when we digest, and how much we can actually relax our organs to allow them to do their jobs, whether it's the pancreas putting out its enzymes for digestion, if it's the intestines doing their absorptive function, if it's the stomach doing its processing and some absorptive function, but mainly processing function in the early stages of digestion. We need all of those to be working optimally in order for the earth energy to have its full capacity, really, to do what it needs to do. In order for that to work well, it's best if we really can add to it. Paying attention is very important. That part is important. The relaxation is crucial. And then the things we actually put in to process are also really key. The movement and the working with the energy in the Qigong is a real added, very significant piece to that pie. If we add the movement, if we add the focus, the concentration of Qigong, then we have added to our possibilities of being able to accomplish that.
To learn more about Oriental medicine, five element theory, and tips for staying healthy throughout the seasons of the year and the seasons of your life, visit Biome online at www.biome.net. That's all for now. Thanks for listening. This is Kitty Bradshaw from Biome, wishing you the very best of health and well-being. Bye.